In 2023, I published one article and one podcast episode every week. But which was the best article? The most popular podcast episode? Let's summarize the year that was and highlight the things you really shouldn't miss. Hello and welcome to the Hacking Chinese podcast. In this week's episode, we're going to go through the best articles and episodes from 2023 with the goal of highlighting things you really shouldn't miss. This is great if you didn't listen to all the episodes last year, because I'll help you pick out the most important ones. And even if you did listen to all the episodes already, this is a great way to review some of the more important concepts that we have covered throughout the year. We're going to go through three categories, and so the first one is Best Article, Editor's Choice, and so that's my own humble opinion. The second is Best Article, Popular Vote, so that's based on visitor statistics. And then finally, we're going to talk about the podcast specifically and look at the most popular episodes from 2023. Naturally, I'm not just going to list the articles, I'm also going to summarize them briefly and pick out the main takeaways, and also say a few words about why I think the article is important or why I thought it was popular. Before we get to that though, I'd like to ask you for a small favor. If you're listening to this episode and you find the podcast or the website useful, it would be immensely helpful for me if you help me spread the word. And there are many ways of doing this, from leaving a review on your favorite podcasting platform to sharing an episode or article with someone who you really think would benefit from the contents. Either way, I would be delighted if you were willing to help out, and it also feels more worthwhile for me to work on articles and podcast episodes if I know I can reach more students. Let's get started with the Best of Hacking Chinese 2023 by looking at the category Editor's Choice. And this is then my opinion about what articles were most important from last year. And as the sole author of almost all the articles on the website, I have expectations and opinions regarding the popularity of my articles. Some I know will be popular in advance, and sometimes I think something will be popular but it isn't, but it's also sometimes the case that I write something that I think is very important even though I know that it won't be very popular. It's likely that if the primary goal of Hacking Chinese was to generate a lot of traffic, many of these articles would never have been written, and so I want to highlight them here because it is the articles that I find most important. And while I don't know about your situation and what you might be interested in, but I do have a fairly good grasp of what students need in general, and so this then are my top 5 picks for the best article from 2023. First out, in place number 5, we have Listen More Than Once, How the Replay Button Can Help You Learn More Chinese. And this was episode 164. Listening to the same passage in Chinese more than once can do wonders for comprehension, and it also ensures that you learn more from the listening practice that you do. It's also cheap and convenient, you don't need to find more audio that is suitable to your level, and listening more than once can also lower the difficulty, which is a major problem for most learners. Still, I encounter a surprising number of students who only listen to most things once and then complain that most listening materials are too difficult. Listening more than once can help with this problem, i.e. it will increase your comprehension of the audio you're listening to, but it's also a great way of reviewing and learning long term. In that article and podcast episode, I describe why this works, how it works, and how you can make the most use of it. I chose this article as one of the most important ones from 2023 because I know that many students struggle with listening and would benefit from the advice I offer in the article. Still, this is not a topic that most students will find on their own or go looking for, so this is my second attempt to present it to you as something quite important and that you should consider doing if you aren't doing it already. Moving on to number 4, Why Traveling Isn't the Best Method to Learn Chinese. And this was episode 149. People have wildly unrealistic expectations of what traveling can do for your Chinese, and also underestimate the downsides of being on the move while learning a language. Yes, traveling can be a great way to put into practice that which you have learned previously, either at home, in class, or somewhere else, but learning new things while traveling is actually not as good as most people seem to think. If you want to learn Chinese by traveling, you also need to make really sure that you're speaking Chinese and listening to Chinese and not speaking your native language with your friends you're traveling with, because as I've said many times on the podcast, your geographical location does not determine how much Chinese you learn. it's perfectly possible to speak French, Spanish, or English in China when traveling with friends and family, and that doesn't do much for your Chinese. Let's not forget that traveling is also very expensive, and with that money, you could maybe have done other things that would have been much more beneficial for your Chinese. I'm not trying to say here that traveling is useless. I think it can be very useful in specific situations, but it is not a silver bullet that will solve all your issues, and you won't learn Chinese only by traveling either. I chose this article as number 4 because, like I said, I think there are some very unrealistic expectations about how good traveling is. And this also ties in with the where you are studying problem. Some people think that they can't learn Chinese if they are in their home countries, and other people think that just by going to China, they will learn Chinese. And both these are wrong, which I do talk about in the article. So again, you learn Chinese by engaging with the language. You can do that in China, you can do that in your home country. You can do it while traveling, and you can do it in class. And in some of these situations, you will find it easier, you will feel more motivated, or it's more practical to access the language, but you still need to engage with the language to learn anything. And, well, traveling can help with this in certain aspects, but like I said, people tend to overlook the downsides of traveling to learn Chinese. We have now reached number 3 of the best articles from 2023, Editor's Choice, and it is Chinese difficult to learn? This is one of the most common questions about learning Chinese, and I think if you've been learning Chinese for a while, you have probably been asked this question many times. This article is not about trying to quantify how hard the language is to learn, but in what ways it is difficult. Some people say that Chinese is easy to learn, it just takes some time getting used to it. Others say that it's several times harder to learn compared to most other languages. I don't think the issue here is that one is right and one is wrong, but rather that people have different ideas of what difficult means. And the answer, by the way, is that yes, Chinese is difficult to learn, but not necessarily in the way you think. I picked this article because I'm tired of hearing both that Chinese is easy to learn or as easy as other languages, which is clearly not true, and that it is impossible, which it clearly isn't either. I do think it's important to have realistic expectations of how difficult a project is when embarking on it, and so having a sensible and rational discussion about the difficulty of learning Chinese is what this article is all about. Next, we have number 2, which is improving your Chinese pronunciation by mimicking native speakers. If I were to choose one method that has the highest potential to improve your pronunciation, it would be mimicking native speakers. It's not only one of the best methods available, but it's also completely free and easy to do. In this article, I go through how I recommend that you mimic native speakers, and I do so in detail, in text, and there is also a video from my pronunciation course shared here in full that you can use to see how I actually do it. I think it should be fairly clear why I chose this article already, but I'm also choosing it here because it didn't receive as much attention as I had hoped, and considering that it is a method that is completely free to use and that it also contains a video, meaning that the effort that went into this article is an order of magnitude higher than most other articles I published, I think this is a little bit of a pity and more students would benefit from listening to the episode, watching the video, or reading the article. This was episode 162 on the podcast, but since it is a video, I recommend that you go to the article on Hacking Chinese, where the video is embedded, or head over to my YouTube channel, where it's also available. Finally, we have reached my favorite article of 2023, and that was 100 Hours of Chinese Listening in 3 Weeks, What I Learned and How to Apply It. I often stress the importance of comprehensible input in general and listening in particular on the podcast, so it shouldn't come as a surprise that there is something related to listening in spot 1 here. I also try to live as I preach. I don't normally listen to 100 hours of Chinese every 3 weeks, but I did so in September last year, and this article and episode then is about that experience. A problem with this type of article is that many people will think, that's insane, or I could never do that, and then don't listen to the actual advice in the article. I chose this article so I could highlight that you can apply what I talk about in the article regardless of your situation. I also have a full-time job and I don't study Chinese formally, but I was still able to get to 100 hours. Maybe listening for 5 hours every day isn't feasible for you, but most students I know listen way less than an hour, and building up to an hour or two is possible for basically everybody. If you prefer listening to this discussion, it was episode 166. This brings us to the second category, the best articles of Hacking Chinese 2023, popular vote. And so this is based then on visitor statistics. And this doesn't then overlap with my own choices because, well, I didn't choose articles that already were popular because those maybe don't need highlighting. Let's start from number 5 again, which is vocabulary lists that help you learn Chinese and how to use them. If you want to check out the podcast episode, it was number 141. I'm not surprised that this article was helpful because students just love lists. Lists make learning Chinese feel more manageable and also offer some measurable progress. Yes, there are more than 11,000 words in the new HSK list, but at least that's a fixed number, you can work your way through it, and if you study, say, 5 words per day, you know you can reach a super advanced level in just 6 years. Well, no, not really, because learning from lists is generally speaking not a good idea, but this article is actually about which lists you should use and how you should use them. I do discuss the HSK lists and lists for other proficiency tests, but my conclusion is that in general you shouldn't learn new words from these lists, although they do have some specific applications you might want to learn more about. It is telling, I think, that this article received a fair amount of attention compared to the article that was published just 1 week before this one, which was about why you shouldn't use vocabulary lists to learn Chinese. Like I said, students really love using lists to learn vocabulary and to learn the language in general, and while I think this is misguided, few people actually want to hear that, and so they stick to what is measurable and what feels manageable, even though it might lead to worse long-term results. As usual, I'm putting links to all these things in the description of this episode, and you can also check out episode 140 for the discussion about lists. Moving on to number 4, using the HSK as a roadmap to learning Chinese, which was episode 129. If there's one thing that attracts the attention of students more than lists, it's probably the HSK. The HSK is a proficiency exam, and even while it comes with some kind of curriculum that tells you what you're supposed to know on different levels, it really isn't a roadmap to fluency and doesn't tell you a lot about how to approach learning the language. But even so, many people do treat it as a roadmap to learning Chinese, and there are several significant downsides with this that you should be aware of before you take the HSK too seriously. The problem with the HSK, and I'm talking both about the test itself and the various lists and so on that comes with it, is that it measures certain things, and it's very unlikely that these are the things you actually want to measure. I'm rather happy that this article turned out to be fairly popular, because more students need to read it, and people who look for ways of using the HSK definitely need to hear someone who says that maybe you should think twice before doing this too much. Moving on to the third most popular article on Hacking Chinese in 2023, and that was my Scritter review. I've worked with Scritter for almost a decade now, but didn't write a proper review until a few years ago. But to make sure that the review is always up to date, I rewrite it once a year or so, and try to add new content, cover what's happened since last time, and any updates, including things that I've complained about earlier that are now fixed, but then also pointing out where there is still room for improvement. In addition to the updates, last year's version of this article also contains an interview with Jacob Gill, who is the CEO of Scritter, where we talk about, well, Scritter of course, but also about many other things such as AI and learning Chinese. This article is popular because it ranks well on various search engines, and so when people want to know more about Scritter, this is the article that they find. If you want to listen to me talking about Scritter, you can tune into episode 53. And if you want to listen to my interview with Jacob Gill, you can tune into episode 147. Moving on to number 2, learn Chinese by playing Mahjong or Mahjong. It should come as no surprise to long-term readers and listeners that I like playing games, and so using the most quintessentially Chinese game, Mahjong, to teach and learn the language is a good fit for Hacking Chinese. As a beginner, you can use the game to master basic numbers and other basic words and some phrases, and on a more advanced level, it's a great way to socialize with Chinese people and access Chinese culture. The article in question contains everything you need to play the game in Chinese, including then why you should do so, but then also the language, so the phrases and the words you need to play it in Chinese. I think this article ranks so well because it appeals to a wider audience than most of my other articles. To appreciate the other articles I've mentioned so far, you need to be studying Chinese actively, or at least be interested in learning Chinese as a second language. But this article can be useful just if you're interested in Mahjong and you happen to have some background in Chinese, but not enough to actually play the game. Or maybe you spoke Chinese growing up and now you want to use it to play this game. Either way, check out the link in the description to read the article or tune in to episode 134. Finally, the most popular article from 2023 was, drumroll, Beginner Chinese Listening Practice, What to Listen to and How. As mentioned already in this episode, most students spend way too little time on listening, and this is particularly true for beginners. Naturally, it's also difficult to listen as a beginner because you don't know what to listen to, and if you find something to listen to, you will struggle with several of the how questions as well. This is exactly what this article covers. It goes through what you should listen to as a beginner and also how you should approach listening in general. I'm delighted that this article turned out to be the most popular one of the year. I can think of few other articles that I would want beginners to find, and so the fact that people actually find it makes me happy. If you want to listen to the accompanying podcast episode, that was number 130. And even if you're past the beginner stage, I still think that this article has something for you as well. That means that we have now reached the third and the final category, which is specifically for this podcast, which were the most popular episodes. As I discovered last year, this is surprisingly often not the same as which articles were popular, and I think this is surprising because I usually promote them together. The podcast episodes are embedded in the articles, and when I send out newsletters, both are mentioned. So if one was very popular, say the website article, it's reasonable to assume that the accompanying podcast episode would also be popular, and the other way around. However, like I said, this is often not the case, and you'd think that maybe it's because some articles are better in spoken form. For example, if I talk about pronunciation or something where it's very beneficial to hear the words in Chinese, well, then that would do better on the podcast. But that's not really what we see. I actually see no pattern at all, so I don't know why some of these episodes are more popular than their articles. Let's have a look then at the top 5 episodes from 2023, and even if I just said that many of them don't overlap, some of them do, and if I've already introduced and talked about the article in the best article categories, I won't repeat it here again. Starting with 5th place, we have episode 140, Should You Learn Chinese Vocabulary from Lists? And this is a good example of what I just mentioned. So this article wasn't very popular, but I did mention it because the other article about which lists you actually should use was very popular. But for some reason, podcast listeners favored this episode, which I think is great. Maybe it is that you podcast listeners are just more enlightened than the random person who stumbles on the website. Anyway, in this episode, I go through a number of reasons why lists look very appealing for students, but then turn all of them or most of them around and show why they are not so beneficial as you might first think. Next up, in 4th place, we have episode 148, How Learning Some Basic Theory Can Improve Your Mandarin Pronunciation. One important difference between first and second language acquisition is that children typically learn to pronounce their first language perfectly, well, I mean as defined as how the people around them speak, whereas this is not true for adult foreigners who try to do the same thing. Children don't need any theory or explicit knowledge about pronunciation to master it, but this can be very helpful for adults. Theory itself is never enough, but it can help you notice things you had missed and also help you aim for the right pronunciation. So check out episode 145 to learn more about this. Continuing with 3rd place, we have episode 128, How I Learned Chinese, Part 1, Where It All Started. As the name implies, this is the first part in a series about how I learned Chinese. And while the articles that this series is based on were written years ago, all the episodes actually came out last year, and it's not surprising that the first episode in the series then becomes the most popular one. If you want to listen to the whole series, I suggest you check out the first episode, which contains links to all the other parts, including part 7, where I talk about what I'm doing these days, if you're interested in learning more about that. Both 2nd and 1st place in the most popular podcast episode category are rather boring because they overlap with the most popular articles, so not exceptions, as I mentioned before. In second place, we have using the HSK as a roadmap to learning Chinese, which I have already talked about. And in first place, we have beginner Chinese listening practice, what to listen to and how, which I have also covered already. I'm rather happy to see these episodes come out on top. And when I say it's boring, I just mean it's boring to talk about them again, and so I won't do that. Instead, I want to say a few final words about popular things on Hacking Chinese that are neither articles nor podcast episodes. So if you're only listening to the podcast, you might not have checked these out, but I think that you should. Most importantly, we have category pages for, say, things like listening, immersion, vocabulary, and many other things, where I say some introductory things about learning these things in Chinese, and then also link to the most important articles in that category. Some category pages are more well-developed than others, so the beginner category page, where I collect all the beginner articles, also contains an introduction for beginners, and there is also 50 frequently asked questions from beginners about learning Chinese. Finally, you're always welcome to check out my courses at hackingchinese.com/courses, and these courses are then meant to support your learning, but enrolling in these courses also helps supporting Hacking Chinese and allows me to produce this podcast and all the articles for free. If you are not in a position to enroll in a course, that's completely fine, but if you do have a few minutes to do the things that I mentioned at the beginning, such as leaving a review on your favorite podcasting platform or sharing your favorite article with a friend who might benefit from reading it, that would make me very happy. Thank you for tuning in to the Hacking Chinese podcast. If you like this episode, please share it. More information and inspiration about learning and teaching Chinese can be found at hackingchinese.com. See you in the next episode, and until then, good luck with your studies.